You're listening to American Girl Women with Laura Treader and Lindsay Adams Franca. This is a podcast where two millennial gals gather around the microphone and reminisce on the cultural phenomenon that took our childhood by storm, American Girl dolls. Contrary to what you might think, we aren't just talking about dolls here. We're diving into the high highs and the low lows of getting hooked on American Girl and all the childhood memories that come flooding back. So join us and a few special guests each week as we become American Girl women.
Hey, Laura.
Hey, Lindsay.
We're back.
We are back. It's been a while, hasn't it?
It really has. Things have been busy. So we've been, you know, going back into our archives and playing some episodes from the past, but really excited to connect back together and have our audience listen in on, you know, all things AG as we approach the holiday season.
I agree. For me, I feel like I think about AG the most over the holidays personally, because I don't know if it's because I think about like the store around holiday time, which I don't actually think I went to the store during holiday time as a kid, but maybe like that's just maybe even just seeing pictures of the store in the magazine,
yeah,
like during holiday time. So I think about the store and like going into the city and like that kind of experience. But I also think about, you know, receiving American Girl over the holidays, which I think a lot of people probably relate to. And then of course the holidays are 1/6 of the American Girl story. So they play an important role.
Right? I know. It's a huge part of American Girl culture. Cause it's like, I don't know about you, but like my birthdays paled in comparison to Christmas. Right. And I think that's like that for most people, right? Like you're getting dozens of gifts at Christmas time versus your birthday. I don't know. At least for me. So the holidays were always a time where I knew I was getting some AG items.
Yes. And I think I would agree, like birthdays, I was very lucky that I had a lot of relatives that got me like American Girl stuff for birthdays as well. But I feel like birthdays were more of a time where I was getting like back to school clothes and
right,
like
August birthdays,
yeah, and like other types of things. And I feel like also something that lends itself really nicely to the holidays with American Girl is that they come out with the catalog and then you can kind of like strategically pick things out. And I know we've addressed this before, but you know, as an adult now who doesn't really often buy gifts for children, the way that it would make my life so easy to just know that there was this catalog that had 100% satisfaction rate on like picking something out for a kid, like that, I'm sure it actually was easier for the adults in my life to just know that they could get me something from there.
Oh my God, absolutely. Like gifting my friends' kids, I'm always like, what do they have? What are they into? Like it takes so much effort versus like, you know, going through the American Girl catalog, you know, making sure they don't have it already, but like having a very solid plan of getting something that they know that, you know, they'll love.
Yeah, and there's just so many things that kids can be into nowadays compared to like when we were kids. So yeah, I definitely feel like it was a simpler way to go about things, for sure.
Simpler times in so many ways.
Now, Lindsay, your American Girl doll entered your life around the holidays, correct?
That's right. I got Felicity during Christmas, maybe 1995, 94, 93. We don't know. My mom came on the podcast about a year ago and we tried to figure it out. We've seen home movies from this time and Felicity was not present, but I have a very clear memory of getting her. I remember where she was placed under the tree. Like there are things that come back to me, but I don't know. But Felicity was like my big item that year for sure.
Was she open? Like, okay. Did your parents wrap your Christmas gifts from Santa?
Because, yes.
Okay.
They still do. And I still get like labels from Santa.
That is really sweet. My parents did not wrap our gifts from Santa. They did artfully like
Oh.
lay them out. Like, so now my parents wrap our gifts. But when we were kids, they would just be by the under the tree or like by our fireplace, like sort of like laid out. So that was like very over.
Wow.
I think it's like two different ways to like really like overwhelm a kid in a good way. Like
Yeah.
obviously like unwrapping gifts is very exciting individually as you're going through and getting surprised, but there was also something really impactful about like coming downstairs on Christmas morning and having all your gifts just like you're like, "Whoa, like this and that." And like
Yeah.
so but that leads to my actual question, which is was so Felicity was wrapped in wrapping paper, so you just saw the shape of the box, but you didn't know exactly right away.
That's a really good point. You know what? And my mind could be tricking me for sure, but I remember her kind of towards the back of the tree. Definitely wrapped because all of our presents were always wrapped. But yeah, I must have known what the box would have looked like, right? Like when you see that big box, and I'm sure there was some inkling that I was getting her, like it wasn't a surprise. I picked her out. I knew. But I don't know. I don't know. But that's like the only memory that I have. And I remember getting her accessories as well. Like I had her little meat accessories, and I loved her. I love Felicity so much.
Incredible.
Yeah. Did you? I know you received your Samantha, your first doll on your birthday from your grandparents, but did you ever receive an American Girl at Christmas time?
I did. So my third American Girl was a girl of today that I received at Christmas time. And she was a doll that I had wanted, I think because she was feeding my desire to be blonde. She kind of, people will know she was AG 21. So she's the one with two strawberry blonde curly pigtails. And I just felt like she was so different from me and so different from my other two dolls, Samantha and Josefina, who were brunettes that sort of resembled me. And this was also like during my like Mary Kate and Ashley phase. I thought that she kind of like looked like them.
Yeah.
Which she totally does.
Cute.
And so that's the one I wanted. I don't really know if it's like that common that people get girl of today's that don't look like them, but that's kind of what I
Right.
was going for. And so I had wanted her for a while, and I don't remember exactly if I was expecting to get her or if I was like thinking it was like because I was around 8 when this
Okay.
happened. And I think you do get to a certain age where you're like, I don't, I know that this is asking for like maybe a big, because I also already had two American girls. So I was like,
Sure.
this might not happen and that's okay.
Yeah.
So I had picked her out, was super excited, but also didn't get my hopes too up, I feel like. And then, on Christmas morning, as I mentioned, our gifts were not wrapped, but I had received two American Girls prior to this, so I was familiar with the box, but this box looked different because it was Girl of Today, whereas the other boxes were like the long red, like maroon red with
Yes.
the like I don't know what that you call that, but like the belts like on the box,
Yeah. Yep.
And
What did the AG Girl of Today boxes look like? Look like.
I want to say that the box was black with the belt having the AG of Today logo on it,
Okay.
or it might have been white, but it was the same shape, obviously, but like, and it had the AG Girl of Today logo, the old one, like the the girl with her arms stretched out.
Yes.
And so I saw that, but I don't believe my parents had opened the box to like have her facing out. Like they put the box there. But I knew when I saw it. And then in the box, she was, with her strawberry blonde pigtails, but also she was wearing one of my favorite outfits of all of the American Girl of today, me outfits, which was the blue cargo skirt, red like reversible vest, and then it was a long sleeve like Henley top with a hood striped underneath, and then these like little clunky like Mary Janes with socks.
So cute.
And she now this outfit had some accessories, but our listeners might know that my parents and relatives never sprung for the accessories. So she did not have the little like crossbody bag, or the there. I think there were like little hair chopsticks too, that came in the accessories. So she did not have those things, but that was totally fine. And yeah, I loved her, and it was like a new territory for me because I don't think up to that point, well, I may have actually. I was gonna say that I don't know that I had really had any American Girl of Today stuff, but I think I had like a martial arts outfit and a cheerleading outfit prior to that, so that's probably not true. But I would say that this was like when I started to really get into some of the Girl of Today things, because I would say 70% of my stuff up to that point had been historical.
Oh my God, that's so fun. I love that you have such a vivid memory of all of this.
Yeah, I really remember it quite well. The only thing I might be misremembering is the box, because another one of my girl of like when I got a girl of the year later on, she came in a different box because the Girl of Today logo had evolved at that time to be different. And so I'm kind of wondering if maybe it had already switched over at the time that I got my first Girl of Today, and maybe I'm misremembering. But for some reason, I remember it being like the original logo, but I might be wrong. But yeah, I do have a vivid memory of it, but it's interesting because the one I have the least vivid memory of is getting Samantha, which you would think as the first one, but I think I was just so little. I was turning 5, I think, when I got Samantha.
Fair.
So,
Totally fair.
yeah, but so, and I also think like I had a lot of the Christmas outfits too for my dolls. Like I
Ooh, which ones did you
had
have?
Samantha's Christmas outfit. I didn't have Josefina's Christmas outfit, but I always wanted it so badly.
That outfit is top tier.
Yeah, that was
It is so beautiful.
so gorgeous. I loved the idea of like the mantilla. And then for my Bitty Baby and the Bitty Twins, which I got like the Bitty Baby, I think I got like the year before this Girl of Today, and then the Bitty Twins I got the year after, but I had Christmas outfits for all of them as well.
I think we need to do an episode on the Bitty Twins. We put it out there on our Instagram a few months ago, and it seemed like there was interest. So hopefully we'll
Yeah.
get an episode in soon with that.
Absolutely. I want to talk about how scary they are actually.
Look like little old people.
Yeah, like they shouldn't have hair. Like they had the perfect formula with the bitty babies like looking really cute, and then like by putting hair on them, I think they sort of ruined it. And I don't think that the bitty twins weren't any larger than the bitty baby, so like they were just the same size baby with hair.
And like all the ways that they were posed in the catalog are just like geriatric looking. It's silly. Like I honestly didn't know the Bitty Twins existed until we started talking about it when you said you had them. I thought you just meant that you had like two bitty babies.
No, I know. Like, which also would have been acceptable, like, to just be like, bitty twins can be any two bitty babies.
Yeah, right? Get a little discount.
Yeah, exactly. Because at the end of the day, you are just what they should have done is just made boy outfits for the bitty babies. Because if you
Yeah.
think about it, you know, we've talked about this before, is like, is Bitty Baby a boy or a girl? And it's like, obviously a girl because all the outfits are for girls.
Yeah.
They could have just made boy outfits.
That's a really good point. That's a very easy switch. But yeah, Bitty Baby is usually in a dress or I don't know. But that's should have happened.
We should also look into current Bitty Baby because I can't really think of any outfits for current Bitty Baby besides the one it comes in.
Yeah, just like that little onesie.
Yeah. But yeah, so I had a lot of Christmas related stuff for My American Girl dolls. Samantha's Christmas dress, so iconic. But yeah, it just reminds me of the holidays. And then, you know, maybe I will probably say I'll do this and then not do it, but like it would be fun to reread all the American Girl Christmas books in the month of December just to like get in the mood, you know?
I fully agree with that. I would love to reread those books as well, especially I'm going to say Felicity, but I think that's kind of obvious. I just love that story so much.
So good. So
Yeah.
good. But okay, really quickly though, the Felicity's Christmas story is the one where her mother is sick and can't finish the dress. Okay.
Exactly.
That one
Exactly.
I would love to revisit because you might recall that like we've had some back and forth because in the movie and maybe in the book, that's supposed to be when her sister is born, but then
Yes.
it doesn't explain how I have a short story book that says her sister was born in a barn.
Yeah, that's a good point. And I feel like there are just so many things like that in AG of like remembering things differently. But I don't know. Like, I don't know if we talked about this on the podcast since, but I think it was this summer I bought the Nellie Titanic book.
Oh,
And
yes.
listeners, you might have already heard this, but for years, like we've had guests talk about this. We've talked about that American Girl had a short story of Nellie and Aunt Cornelia on the Titanic and what they went through and all of that. But I bought the book and it's not about that at all. It's a Samantha book called Real Stories from My Time. And it is about the Titanic. So I think it's just historical nonfiction, but there's nothing about Nellie being on it and on the ship itself.
Okay, I feel like the book that we are thinking of has on the cover literally a picture of Nellie and Aunt Cornelia in a lifeboat.
That's what I thought this
Oh
was.
wait, it does have a picture of that. Okay, I didn't see that on the bottom.
Yeah, that's what I like. I have it like very clear in my mind that it is Nellie and Aunt Cornelia on the lifeboat, but it's not.
Isn't it is wasn't it supposed to be Nellie, Aunt Cornelia, and one of Samantha, like Uncle Gard and Aunt Cornelia's son or something?
I don't know if I got that far into it, but yeah, I think there were definitely more people than just the two of them. But yeah, this book is not that at all. There is a chapter, I just flipped through it, called A Pleasant Life on Board. Not for long, but that is a crazy chapter to have, bringing in Pleasant. But yeah,
Interesting.
this has like Samantha's thoughts on the Titanic, like a little like diary about her waiting for the news about the Titanic and like Grand Mary's reaction and like little, yeah, diary entries throughout of her. Oh, wait. Oh my God. Wait a second. I just uncovered something. I haven't read this yet. I like didn't read it because I didn't want to Like, if it wasn't about Nellie on the Titanic, I didn't care, essentially. I was like, this is not the book for me. This is not what I thought I was getting. I thought I was getting a real, I don't know,
Story.
real story here. Okay. This is interesting. I just flipped to one of these diary pages and it's Samantha's log, Memories of Setting Sail. No news yet of Cornelia, Nellie, and William. So maybe they were on the Titanic. The maid has brought us a tray of sandwiches. Jenny, Bridget, and I tried to eat, but guard can't. He just drinks coffee and stares out the window. Interesting. And now this reminds her of being on the Queen Caroline, which I think we've seen her outfits of in catalogs from like 2000, late 2000, I don't know, late aughts, early 2010s. But this is interesting. Maybe they were on the Titanic.
Okay, I'm gonna need you to read this.
Yeah, I'll read it. I think most of this is like information about the Titanic, like as a whole, but it's just like Samantha's diary entries are showing that Nellie and Cornelia and William are on the boat itself. So I think like flipping through the pages, I was like, oh, okay, like this is more of just a factual account of what life was on board. But okay.
Then
Wait, this is interesting. I feel like we really uncovered something here because in my mind, the past however many months, I felt like my mind was playing tricks on me because I'm like, how do we have this, like, how have like so many guests have had this memory that Nellie was aboard the Titanic at a point?
yeah, and apparently Samantha is like a teenager, like. Because obviously the Titanic is like 1912. So if she's 10 in 1904, she's 18 in 1912.
That's strange because she's writing this like a child in the diary. This is interesting. But thankfully they're safe. They made it onto the Carpathia. They dock in New York Harbor. They're good. They're fine.
Well, yeah, because obviously they were in first class, so they were getting on a lifeboat.
Oh my goodness.
That's so funny.
Wow.
Okay, I can't wait for you to read that.
Wow, I am so glad we're talking about this, Laura. All
Oh my God.
right. Well, I have some weekend plans ahead of me.
Truly. And I don't have any of the American Girl Christmas books, but maybe I will see if I can get my hands on like the digital versions of some of them and try to read
Yeah.
them.
Yeah. Totally. Well, they were on Libby. I don't know if they still are, but there were audiobooks and potentially, I don't know, ebooks for them as well. But it would be so fun to reread the Christmas stories.
Yes, I'm trying to think of Felicity's Christmas Story. I actually haven't read, but I know about it from the movie. Josefina's Christmas Story, I believe I read. Samantha's, I read. Molly's, I don't think I read, but I'm familiar from the movie. Kirsten's, I read.
Yes. Oh my God. And the Kirsten Christmas or Saint Lu Lucia, Saint Lucia,
Saint Lucia.
Saint Lucia. The Kirsten Saint Lucia dress was just relaunched by American Girl. This is huge news.
Yeah, and I mean, like, it seems like they relaunched the doll in the dress as like a thing you can buy, like, which is interesting because, like, the dolls typically just come in the meat dress.
Yes. Oh, that's an interesting point. So festive for the holiday season.
Would you buy, if they came out with like a Felicity, and they obviously won't because of problematicness,
Yeah.
but if they came out with a Felicity who was in the holiday dress, would that like tempt you at all?
No, I don't think it would, but I might buy the dress separately. I am tempted to get new outfits for my Felicity. She just lives at my parents' house in my bedroom, and she's
With her new
currently
wig.
with her new wig. She's currently in her birthday gown, which my mom recently found the floral apron to it, which
Nice.
I'm so thrilled about because it's such a cute like addition to the outfit.
It's nothing
So,
without the
so
apron. Yeah. I mean,
cute.
it's not, it's cute without it, but like that
Yeah.
makes it, you know?
Right? It really puts it together. Yeah, Laura and I, before we started recording, we were talking about the point system for outfits, which is like this TikTok trend going around where they say that like a really good outfit always has like at least like 7 points. So like your top, your bottoms, your shoes, those are your 3 points. And then adding in a belt counts for a point. All jewelry is another point. Sunglasses, another point, a purse. So like building on your points and like maximizing your outfit really brings it together. And Felicity now has 2 points because she doesn't have
Yeah.
shoes. I don't know where any of her shoes are. Don't know where her stockings are. No hats. I wonder if Posey could count as a point. I do have
Totally.
Posey, so she has three.
Okay. We gotta get her there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I would say the American Girl outfits in their full capacity are giving like 10 points.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I agree with all the accessories they have.
Oh my gosh. Well, we also know that our listeners are thinking about American Girl over the holidays. Some of you are maybe even buying the Kirsten Holiday collab. Who knows?
And on this episode, we are so excited to hear from all of our listeners and their special American Girl holiday stories through listener voicemails. I don't know. I feel like American Girl was really made for Christmas, and there's so much like magic within the American Girl brand, magic within the holiday season, and it just all combines together. And the holidays were made so special for me with American Girl. And even just like looking at the
Totally.
catalog during that time, looking at the catalogs now from that time period, like it still brings me back to that, like
Absolutely.
when things felt so special and simple and joyful.
Yes, I wish I was picking things out from an American Girl catalog this year for the
Right?
holidays instead of practical items like a spoon rest for my kitchen,
Right.
but yeah, absolutely. It's the perfect time of year to be reminiscing about American Girl, and you know, hopefully you all are having some type of special American Girl experience even still today, whether you're just reminiscing like we are, or you're giving American Girl, receiving American Girl. But yeah, we can't wait to hear your stories.
And Laura, I have to ask one question.
Yeah.
If today you were to include one thing on your Christmas list from American Girl, what would it be?
Oh my goodness. I'm picturing the catalog. I think it would be Josefina's Christmas outfit. What about you?
I'm going with Samantha's bed.
That was going to be my second choice. That was going to be my second choice. I was like, obviously, like I want that so badly, but I feel like I need to fill the gap of Josefina's Christmas outfit as well.
Would that
Great.
also mean you get a new Josefina?
That's true. That's true. I would need a new Josefina as well. Maybe they'll eventually release more of the dolls in their Christmas outfits.
Right?
But
I hope so.
yeah. Well, this has been a wonderful time catching up and so excited to get into the holiday season. And thank you everybody so much for listening. And here are some of our American Girl listener stories for you.
Hi, my name is Kimberly. When I was little, I wanted American Doll so badly. I wanted the Molly doll specifically, but I knew that it was pretty expensive for my parents, given that I had a little sister who also wanted American Doll. So for weeks leading up to Christmas, I would walk around with the American Doll catalog opened up to the full-size doll. I would put it in the car with me. I would pretend that she was real, showing my parents that I would play with her, despite how expensive I knew she was for my parents. But I would carry this catalog with me everywhere and just pretend that the catalog was the real doll. And on Christmas Day, I got Molly and my sister got Felicity, and I played with that doll forever. In fact, my dad ended up keeping the little penny that came with Molly, in his wallet. I think he still has it to this day. So American Doll is very special to me, and now that I have a daughter who's going to be 3 years old, I will definitely be getting her own little American doll. Thank you so much, and to this day, we love you guys. I send my sister posts from your Instagram of the catalogs to this day saying, "Remember this? Remember when we wanted this?" It's just absolutely amazing. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Blair Wyatt, and my American Girl doll holiday story is one that I recognize I have a lot of gratitude towards my grandmother when I share this, because I was very fortunate from age 5 until maybe 17, maybe a little too old. I received an American Girl doll every Christmas. I am the only girl in the family out of like 7 boy cousins and brothers. And we, on Christmas Eve, would open all of our packages and presents, and the boys would go off playing video games and Legos, and in a quiet moment, my mom, my aunt, my grandmother would pull out that long rectangular box. And I always had a feeling it was coming, but it was just the mystery of who it was. And even in my teens, I still, was a recipient of American Girl dolls, and while I kind of rolled my eyes, it was something I still longed for and looked forward to. And I recognize that having 12 American Girl dolls is probably a lot more than the average consumer, and I'm, came from a, middle class family. I know my grandma really worked hard to put aside that money, so each Christmas there was an American Girl doll under the tree. So when I look at my collection, I feel that love and I feel that holiday spirit, and I can't wait to replicate that with my own family.
Hi, my name is Elizabeth, and my story is in 2002, I was about 9 or 10 years old, and I had always, I got the catalog that fall, and I remember staring at Kit for the longest time and just looking at her page and just falling in love with her. And I remember begging my parents to get me Kit for Christmas. And they looked at me like I was crazy because of how expensive they are. And anyway, I kept begging and begging, and they kept saying, "No, we can't afford it. We can't do that." And then I'll never forget on Christmas morning opening my present under the tree, and it was Kit. And I also got her Christmas outfit too. And I think that has always been my favorite Christmas gift I've ever received. It just does not compare to receiving your first American Girl doll on Christmas morning. And so yeah, after that I think I got about 9 more dolls. So I have always been a huge American Girl fan, and that is my story to share. Kit will always be my favorite one, and I'll never forget just how surprised and how excited I was that Christmas to receive Kit. So, anyway, that's my story. Thank you.
Hi, I wanted to share a fun but embarrassing Christmas story about an outfit that I had ordered from the American Girl catalog. It was this silk shirt that had the button down, long sleeve, and it had like rhinestones for buttons. And I mean, to be honest, it kind of looked like the cast of Night at the Roxbury, but I think it had the hot pink silk button down shirt and then the matching velvet or velour overalls. For some reason, were just, I thought it was hot shit. I think I was like in fourth grade,
So I think this was like around 1994, 95 when I had this outfit, and it was a Christmas gift, and I was so excited to wear this to my grandmother's to celebrate Christmas with more extended family there. But I guess in not paying attention or being so excited about my outfit of the day, I wasn't paying attention when I was going to the bathroom, and my overall strap was in the toilet while I was peeing. And I didn't realize until I stood up and reattached it that I just flung toilet water all over my silk shirt, my pink silk shirt. And I had to change, and I couldn't wear that outfit for the rest of the Christmas celebration at my grandparents' house. So I was really embarrassed, but it's something that lives on in my memory and probably my mom forever. But yeah, that's it. Hot outfit, silk shirt, velvet overalls, and pee. Merry Christmas.
Hi, my name is Jackie, and I saw your prompt on Instagram about sharing American Girl holiday stories, and just have this really fond memory of waking up on Christmas morning way early before anybody else in my family. It was 1996. I was 7 years old, and seeing Samantha under the tree all set up in her bed and just being so delighted. And it was before sunrise. I couldn't go wake anybody up, but my great grandmother was staying with us. And so I crept into her room and just whispered to her how excited I was, and remember giving her a big hug. And, it was the most joyous and exciting present that I think I've ever gotten on Christmas Day.
Hi. So my name is Anna. American Girl, I guess, for me growing up, always revolved around the holidays. My sister and I got our Felicity and Addie dolls, respectively, from Santa for Christmas 1 year. It had definitely the best, probably the best Christmas gift ever. I still have my Felicity. She is currently in my china cabinet. My other two sisters received a Bibby baby, and they also got Molly and Kaya around or on Christmas as well when they were a little bit older. And then we always got new outfits for our dolls and accessories and things from our aunts and uncles as Christmas gifts. So American Girl has always played a really big part in the holidays for us. Kind of sad I don't have little girls. I only have boys now, so we won't be doing American Girl dolls for them. But Christmas is always a big American Girl holidays. Getting my Felicity, I think I was 6 years old. 6 or 7, I don't remember exactly what year I got her. It would have been mid to late 90s. So, like, the pinnacle of the great American Girl of today's fashion. So, while I also had most of Felicity's historical outfits, I got lots of modern outfits as well. So, I've got a whole container in my basement of clothing for her. So, that's my story. Not anything super exciting, but it's just Christmas is always American Girl stuff. Always. I remember circling things in the catalog all through the year and adding them to my list. So I love your guys' podcast. Love your Instagram. So thanks for letting people share.
Hi, my name is Catherine. I am calling in with a American Girl holiday memory. So I had Felicity growing up. I also had Kit, but Felicity was my number one. And in her craft book, she has pomander balls, which are oranges pierced with cloves and then hung with ribbon. And I remember vividly making these when I was probably 8 years old. And I made them again for the first time since then yesterday for my Friendsgiving, and I am now 32. And they were a hit, and my house smells absolutely amazing. And I think I'm going to make them every single year from here on out. So pomander balls of Felicity from 1774 hit in the year of 2024. And I'm so happy that we have this voicemail. I'm so happy to share this story, and I can't wait to hear more. Okay, happy Thanksgiving to everybody at the podcast. And, yeah, happy holidays. Thanks. Bye.
Hi, Lindsay and Laura. My name's Madeline. I associate American Girls, like, really strongly with the holidays. My Molly and Kirsten that I still have now were both Christmas gifts when I was, like, 8 and 9. And, yeah, I super relate to circling everything in the catalogs and even still have a couple of the catalogs. So that's super fun. So when I was in third grade, I tended to really go all out on school projects, and we had an assignment of making some sort of report about another culture's holiday traditions. So of course I went with Sweden, even though I didn't have any, sort of personal family lineage in like Scandinavia or anything like that, but pretty much every school project that I did at that time was like lightly plagiarized American Girl stories. So really went all out with the like white nightgown, the red like belt. I think I even had red and white striped socks. I made a like crown out of fake ivy and leaves and like fake candles with like this orange wool coming off of them for my like candle crown. And of course I did all the research on St. Lucia Day and made the little buns and everything and presented that to my class. So I think I still have some pictures of that. I'll have to post them on social media. Anyway, thanks for asking about American Girl related holiday traditions. I love your podcast and happy holidays. Thanks. Bye.
Hi, my name is Deanna, and I wanted to share my American Girl holiday story. So when I was in third grade, I and some of my best friends were naturally obsessed with American Girl. One of my friends already had Samantha, and she was asking for Molly for Christmas that year, and having to be, you know, just like all of the other girls, I was like, okay, who am I going to ask for? I absolutely fell in love with Kirsten and became totally obsessed with her. And I remember bringing it up to my parents that that's what I was going to be asking for Christmas that year. And they kind of looked at me and they were like, okay, you can ask, but she's a really expensive doll and we can't totally afford something like that. My dad, unfortunately, had been laid off from a couple of jobs in about a 2-year span, and I had 2 older brothers, and so my parents were really trying hard to just keep body and soul together. But I was determined to get Kirsten for Christmas that year, and I would leave little notes in my room with whatever money I had earned from feeding neighbors cats or chores or whatever, and just saying like, hey, you know, if you need this money, that's fine. I've also been really good this year, so put in a good word with Santa for me. I did just about everything I could think of in order to make sure that I got Kirsten for Christmas that year. Fast forward to a little bit closer to Christmas, and my hopes of getting her were wavering a little bit. My parents were really, I could tell, kind of behind the scenes, struggling to figure out how they were going to give us kids a really good Christmas. Christmas was a really huge deal in my family, and you know, whether there was plenty of money or no money at all, my parents always managed to kind of pull off a really beautiful day for all of us. But I could tell that this year in particular, they were really struggling and they weren't sure what they were going to do. So I hadn't totally given up hope, but I was a little bit like, I need to be okay with probably not getting her for Christmas. And so as Christmas got closer and closer, I just kind of resigned myself to the fact that I was probably not going to get her and I would have to be okay with that. But on Christmas Eve, I was super excited and restless and I couldn't sleep and was just like praying to the Christmas gods and Santa that some miracle would happen. I was on that age cusp where I sort of didn't believe in Santa anymore. Like part of me knew that it was just my parents, but the other part of me was like, nah, the big guy's real. He definitely. I woke up Christmas morning and slowly went down the stairs, peeked around the corner, and lo and behold, there was Kirsten in all of her glory sitting in my little spot of the living room where my presents were. And I totally flipped out, ran into the living room, picked her up, hugged her. And, you know, I was the happiest 8 or 9 year old girl you could have ever possibly imagined. It turns out that my grandfather, in his very, very generous ways, had helped my parents purchase not only Kirsten, but a bunch of her clothing and accessories. And that was like literally the best Christmas I ever had. I still have her. She's in a box somewhere. She's definitely well loved. I cut her hair a little bit, but she's definitely one of my most prized possessions.
Thank you for listening to American Girl Women. For more AG Women content, follow us on IG at American Girl Women or send us your American Girl stories via AmericanGirlWomen@gmail.com. We might just read them on the pod. If you like this podcast, tell your friends and rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts.